Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, everybody, welcome to our YouTube channel. Glenn Tompkins here, and I love bringing these videos to you. Today is the Clash of the Titans, another crypto video, Shiba Inu versus Dogecoin. And in this video, I want to see actual utility behind the cryptocurrency, along with all of the buzz behind it. This is going to be more of an educational video, and if you want to know more, you sit right there. Hey, everybody, Glenn Tompkins, senior instructor here at VectorVest. As I mentioned, love bringing these videos, another crypto video. But again, me on this YouTube channel, I'm not about, hey, I'm putting all my money into this. I'm not doing that. I'd rather help you guys in this crazy world of crypto, help you to make better decisions and understanding what it's all about and how it can help you or possibly hurt you. Again, as the retail investor, I want you to make the right decisions. We're here for you. All right. So with that, if you're brand new to the channel, by all means, please hit the subscribe button. Share this link so that other new eyeballs can see the data and the information that we're putting out here on YouTube and hopefully help them in this world of cryptocurrency. So my two things today is I really want to make sure that the frenzy behind it is real. Well, how do you justify frenzy? Is it long-term or is it just a flash in the pan? And number two, in regards to these cryptos, how usable are they? Cryptocurrencies are digital currency. Can you spend them? Now, if the buzz is out there saying, yeah, go buy it, blah, 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 can you use it? And that's what I want to get across. And in today's video, I'm going to put you on to three more cryptos you need to keep your eyes on. And at the end of the video, I'm going to tell you four cryptocurrencies that I'm currently investing in to see if they align with what you're currently doing as well. All right, this is big. Study shows that over 40% of people globally trust Bitcoin over local currency. So is there a rise in cryptocurrency? Absolutely. And this is Bitcoin, the biggest digital currency that's out there. And more people are getting on board right with that as well. So there is some legitimacy behind it. People are really starting to get into it. And that could drive crypto prices higher. Now, how about this? Fund managers look to Bitcoin as preferred asset as gold hits a one-week low. Now, I've been hearing news that people feel that cryptocurrency or Bitcoin is better as a hedge than gold. I'm still not on board with that, but people are starting to feel that way because of the rise in the cryptocurrency and is in Bitcoin. Now let's take another side to this. All right, so people are getting into it, but now guess what? The government's putting their hands into this well. Lawmakers introduce a bipartisan bill to address crypto tax reporting requirement. So this is interesting. Trade groups representing the cryptocurrency industry warned of uncertainty the new tax reporting requirement would create without more specific language. Let's see how that pans out, because the new infrastructure bill just went out, and in that bill there is some language about taxing cryptocurrencies. Now, how about this? Remember I talked about usability? Over 500 merchants can now accept SHIB as payment option via CoinGate. So what is CoinGate? CoinGate is the next story. Lithuania-based crypto payment processor CoinGate has added support for Dogecoin. All right. So for Dogecoin rival Shiba, the company announced Wednesday. So going after the Dogecoin coin, Shiba is getting more backing in regards to its usability. Now, I've scoured the internet trying to find the usability on Dogecoin and where it can be spent. Or is this just news pushing Dogecoin higher? I'm thinking right now it's a lot more buzz than it is utility. Shiba right now is trying to show that you can use their coin in a practical application. I'm sure you can with Doge. I just can't pinpoint all of the things that you can use for Doge. Now, as I go further into Doge, though, this is where the hype comes in. Dogecoin searches in U.S. dwarf those of rival Shiba Inu. Interesting. So Shiba can be used practically. Doge, I can't find where it can seriously be used practically, but Dogecoin's got the people behind it pushing it higher, and more people are searching about it, are searching on it. Hopefully you saw my video prior to this one about Shiba Inu, which is the Dogecoin killer, and it's talked about the whole spectrum or the whole ecosystem for cryptocurrency, and hopefully that made a lot of sense to you when you watched that video. Now, here's another piece of it. Does Doge present itself a legitimate investment option at this point? So I scrolled down. Now, this is usually doesn't rub off immediately on the valuation of an altcoin, for it only represents a legitimate growth stage with all the people pushing it higher. However, the same does have a say in the long-term valuation of the underlying coin. Ethereum's performance over the months is a testament to the affirmation statement. Well, in terms of utility, Doge, of course, is nowhere close to Ethereum, but that's a blockchain. But its NVT surge speaks for itself. Post the recent upgrade, Doge development legs also look quite strong. Are they getting more into the place where they can be a utility and used better? Now, it is quite ironic for meme coins development activity to do well, but Doge keeps surprising us, don't they? Because they've got a lot of fanfare behind it. All right, another news. How about this? Does Dogecoin have any value? Like all cryptocurrencies, Doge has no fundamental value, and some argue it has no reason to have any. All right, so we go through. I suspect much of its appeal lies in the fact that they're very, very cheap and to buy and sell, as opposed to $60,000 for Bitcoin, making it much more approachable to the retail trader who fancies Flutter. So it is low dollar. Everybody wants to get on board because crypto is rising. So there is a lot of fanfare behind it. Let's go down to where it says the future. What the future holds for Dogecoin, never mind the other cryptos and cryptocurrencies, is a guessing game. The big problem with cryptocurrency space is the polarization of opinion. Commentators, bloggers, and people like me on YouTube, either crypto haters or moon boys believing that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies will go to the moon. I ain't one of those people. My job is to help you to determine whether or not it's something that's for you. It is still a super speculative place. It is gaining more traction, all right? There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It is gaining more traction, but is it for you? And this is more of an educational piece on these two titans that we saw here. All right, so now let's talk about more fanfare. PayPal eyes Ethereum, Polkadot, Solana, Algorand, and NFTs. Well, we've got blockchain, and NFTs. Folks, a lot of people use PayPal. A lot of people use Venmo. All of these ideas and platforms for trading money or exchanging money could be looked at on these blockchains to go further in what they do. How about this? Nike launches its own metaverse, Nikeland, on Roblox. Again, a whole lot more fanfare behind this space, driving the whole industry higher, which includes the digital currencies, which includes blockchains, which includes miners. And I think that after this video, I'm going to do an individual video on blockchain and on the miners. If that's something you want to see, let me know in the comments. I'd really want your feedback on that before I do it. Now, I'm also going to, after all of this hype in all of this, I'm going to give you three cryptos that I am currently looking at. One of them is Engine. Engine coin price prediction, where will it be? This is a metaverse stock. Being able to accept and change cryptos in the metaverse space. Engine is up almost 20% on the day as metaverse rumors heat up the red hot cryptocurrency market. The video game crypto platform Engine has received particular attention for having all the makings to launch a thriving crypto-based metaverse. So who else is doing this as well? There's another stock that's in the same space that's doing it. It is called Altura. Now, Altura is a stock or is a crypto trading at 26 cents. I couldn't find much in the way of news on this, but I do know that they are a play for play or type of scenario, just like we talked about with Engine, both on the crypto, on the metaverse, as people play games, as they interact with each other. These two stocks, Engine and Altura, are two stocks that I want you to keep your eyes on. Now, how about another one that I want you to keep your eyes on, which is Axie Infinity? What explains a $1.8 billion business between Ethereum, Ronin, Katana, and Axie Infinity? So as we go down, the layers involved in the dynamics between these chains require a lot of attention, but we will try to break them down in a simpler format. Now, Axie Infinity has been one of the breakout projects in 2021, and its activities rate could not be contained with only Ethereum scalability. Axie was suddenly the go-to place for play-to-earn movements like Engine. Those are two stocks I really need you to keep your eyes on in regards to the metaverse. These are the play-to-earn movements for crypto and attracts 2 million daily active players right now. Again, utilization. This is a space where the play for pay for play to earn between these two, Axie, which is AXS, and Engine, which is was ENJ. Two stocks that I want you to keep your eyes on, and one more. Loopring. Patrick did a video on Loopring, but now, interesting about Loopring, as I scroll down a little bit, Loopring may not be something you want to hold on to right now. I know it's on the coattails of GME or GameStop. The presence of selling bias in the LRC market was further confirmed by the drop on the average balance on 11 November. The average balance of LRC holder reflect a value of 48,000. However, the same at that time of the analysis was seen revolving in the 30,000 bracket. The supply on exchanges has also started increasing, which means more and more people are selling their LRC. All right, so in here as well, I'm going to do one other thing. I'm in this space called CoinMarketCap because we don't track cryptos in our software. I've got a watch list of cryptos that I'm watching. And again, I'm going to do another video soon on the crypto miners and on the blockchains, but these are the cryptos that I'm keeping my eyes on at this particular point in time. All right, with that, I told you that I would give you four of the cryptos that I'm currently trading right now, and currently they are, where's my paper? Oh, there they are. My four that I'm holding, Loopring, but I'm going to reconsider that based on the news that I just gave you. I'm also playing Bitcoin, and I'm playing Doge, and I'm playing Shiba. I am feeling, even though I'm not trying to be biased in any direction, based on the stories that I just gave you, I'm thinking that Shiba's got more utility right now in that they've got they're on the Coingate, which is good. It opens them up to a lot more people, a lot more merchants that can take the Shiba Inu coin. So those are my four that I'm in. Folks, if nothing else, this is all about education. I want you to make the right decisions, and I'm going to keep on in this field to keep educating you on what's out there and what you can possibly play. With all of that, folks, this video is over. Until the next time, see ya. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.